The word of God for our consideration comes from the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verses 12 and 14 and 15. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This is our text. In the name of our gracious and forgiving Lord, friends in Christ, I imagine that if you asked any number of Lutheran pastors what's their favorite subject or topic to preach about, the matter of forgiveness as described in the scriptures would come pretty close to the top. This becomes the foundation of all of our Christian thinking and believing. This is what gives pastors life and ministry worthwhile. The center of all that we believe and teach. And so in this fifth petition, Jesus calls upon us to recognize our sinfulness and to turn to God and ask for his forgiveness. Now, there may be something in us that kind of says, you know, I'm not that bad of a sinner. I don't really need all that forgiveness. And why is it anyway that almost every worship service that we have this confession of sins and then to hear the words of the absolution? You know, I really haven't been that bad. I mean, certainly not as bad as others, and all of a sudden we hear ourselves sounding like a Pharisee. But, you know, I haven't murdered anybody. I haven't committed adultery. I haven't gone out and done robbery. So why do I have to keep doing all that confessing? Well, then as we look a little closer at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he says, you know, it's not just the outer acts that we do, but it's even our thoughts as well as our words. You haven't committed adultery, but Jesus says, you know, if anybody looks at another person, even with lust in their heart, they've committed adultery. You say, yeah, but I haven't murdered anybody. And Jesus comes back and says, you know what? If you hate anybody, if you even call them names, you're guilty of sin. And then James comes along and says, you know what? For him who knows to do good but doesn't do it, for him it is sin. And so we have to recognize that we are sinners. In fact, as we listen to the gospel reading, in the parable that Jesus told, we're like that man who owes such a huge debt for our sins that we could never pay it. Now, we can't pay for our sins. We need to be confessing them. We need to hear God's forgiveness coming through. Now, maybe on the other hand, we have the feeling that as I look at my life, there are some things that I've done that are so bad that maybe they don't even deserve any kind of forgiveness, and certainly God can't forgive me for what I've done, what I've said. And yet, as we look through the Bible and see that over and over, the emphasis is on God sending Jesus to be the Savior, to go to the cross, to take on all of our sins, to take on the punishment and our guilt that we should have taken care of and can't. But only God can forgive sins. And so to receive that, it's a matter of going to God in faith and asking for that forgiveness. I guess it would be like if I told you that this last week I went to the bank and I put $1 million worth in your name for each one of you. All you need to do is go and draw it out as you need it. And I know some of you would say, let's be real. I know that you're a preacher. You don't have that kind of money, so I'm not going to make a fool of myself and go to the bank and ask for that money. But there are others of you that say, but wait a minute, you know, I don't think that he's ever lied to us in the short time that he's been here with us, so I'm going to trust him. I'm going to go to the bank and take it out. Who's it going to benefit? Only those who believe and receive that money. And so it is that when Jesus died on the cross, that in effect God put $1 million or $20 billion worth of forgiveness in the bank vault of heaven for us. And he says, all you need to do is just come and draw it out. In faith, ask for that forgiveness, recognizing your sin, but also what Jesus did for you. And so we hear those words and how beautiful they are. But does it really apply to me, or is he really speaking to those other people? And so Jesus gave us two sacraments. The sacrament of baptism. And assures us that when we're baptized into the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So it's not just hearing the words, it's feeling that water on our head. Or in the Lord's Supper, he says, come, take and eat, take and drink. This is my body, this is my blood given and shed for you. And it's each one. We can taste that forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses. But then Jesus didn't stop there, did he? He said, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And maybe we cringe a little bit. You know, Jesus saying God's only going to forgive you as you have been willing and practicing forgiving other people. I mean, we rejoice in that forgiveness, but you know, this guy has hurt me so much that I feel the need to get back at him, to get revenge, to hurt him somehow. But if we have that feeling, Jesus in that parable, what did he do with that man who had been forgiven so much but wouldn't forgive? He lost out. Can that happen to us? There were two brothers who had fought for much of their life. They just couldn't get along. They were enemies with one another. But then one of them became seriously ill. And he contacted his brother, and they got together as he was in the hospital room. And they seemed to make amends. And they shook hands, signaling all is forgiven. And then as the healthy brother was leaving, the one in the hospital said, but now remember, if I get well, it's all off. Do we feel that way sometimes? Asking God to forgive me, but then also being forgiving, whether it's of my spouse or children or our parents, siblings, neighbors, whomever, everyone. And even when there is that in us that says, but I would like to get back at them, then we remember God saying, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Are we going to place ourselves in the place of God? He says, forgive one another as I have forgiven you in Jesus Christ. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Do good to other people. I think we remember the story very well of Joseph in the Old Testament, Joseph with his 11 brothers and a sister. Joseph with that nice coat that his dad gave him. Joseph who seemed to report on his brothers when they were doing good, but I suppose also when they were doing bad. Joseph who'd had the dreams and loved sharing that with the family of how seemingly they all bowed down to him. And the brothers resented it. The brothers ended up despising him. The brothers ended up hating him so much they were ready to kill him. But then this caravan came along. Let's instead sell him to them. And so they sold Joseph, ended up becoming a slave, a servant, ended up in prison, but then became second in command in all of Egypt. And the famine came, and the family of Joseph's brothers and father needed food. And so they went to Egypt, and Joseph recognized them right away. And finally, when he shares with the brothers, "I'm Joseph, your brother," and their fear, now he's going to get back at us. What's he all going to do out of revenge? And Joseph saying, "You know, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. I totally forgive you." Could we have done that? Could we have made them maybe crawl a little bit and truly beg forgiveness? When the Armenians were in a battle with the Turks, there was a Turkish soldier who was chasing an Armenian young man and his sister down an alley, and they ended up shooting the boy, and the girl hopped over a wall and ran off into the country. Some years later, she became a nurse. She was serving in a hospital, and one of the wounded that they brought in was this Turkish soldier. He was seriously ill. How would she treat him? If she was a little bit careless, if she let him die, so be it. But painstakingly, she gave him the best care possible. Finally, as he was recovering, he recognized who his nurse was, that he had killed her brother. And so he asked her, "How is it that you can be treating me so well after what I did to your brother?" And she said, "Well, I have a Christian religion that teaches me to forgive everyone, even my enemies." We have such a Christian religion, don't we? Where the Lord calls upon us to be forgiving. Not just that we rejoice in that we have forgiveness from God, but that also important that we be the forgiving people to others. And if we have difficulty with that, then we go to the foot of the cross. Then we remember what Jesus did there. What he did for us. What he did for all, as he could say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so even as we continue living, people will offend us. People will do things that hurt us in various kinds of ways, whether with their actions or with their speech. But then we, realizing the Holy Spirit working within us, that we can be forgiving as God in Christ has forgiven us.